With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. There appears to be no end to the curse of 2020. Now, Woodinville's Betts Family Winery has announced they will produce no 2020 vintages because of smoke taint from last year's wildfires. Betts owner, Bridget Griesel, says as a smaller winery, after tasting and lab tests, their unfortunate decision was an easy one.
For us, being a smaller producer, it's just not an option to be able to blend it away, and it was just so widespread for us that we had to make that decision. So I'm sure that there are a lot of winemakers out there that are wrestling with their choices and options.
Griesel says they even went through the entire fermentation process
so that we could learn and understand. Even though we knew we were not going to produce a wine, we wanted to understand how it evolved. And it does. It evolves very, very differently for everybody.
Fortunately, Griesel says the industry is learning.
I think there's a huge amount of effort that has now been put in from Wazoo, and a lot of, let's say, testing has taken place right up and down the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington, into what we can do with smoke taint in the future.
And the takeaway, Griesel says?
Wildfires are in our future, for sure. But there are different ways that hopefully we can treat it and work with it.
To make matters worse, there is no insurance currently available for losses due to smoke or ash exposure in wine. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.